You're listening to Meditation Magic Podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring spirituality through guided meditation, card readings, magic, the metaphysical, and more. With me, your host, Brad. Hello, listener. Welcome to, or welcome back to, another episode of Meditation Magic. It is now officially Taurus season, so happy Taurus season. Taurus is my moon sign, which means that's some people call it your quote-unquote true self when you're most comfortable, or some people say that it is like your emotion side, if you will. So we are entering that season now, and Taurus is like if Aries is like the spark, right, of an idea or something that's happening, then Taurus is like that follow-through, that like patience, dedication, kind of like actually making things happen. So they are like the workhorse of the zodiac, if you will, and they can be patient but stubborn. And this sign really embodies that like stability and that steady progress. And they also at times have a little bit of a proclivity for the luxurious and generally enjoy their kind of more material creature comforts. So what we're going to be doing this month is we will at some point take kind of like a focus point on doing some ritual and magic with this Taurus energy. But because the full moon is coming up in a few days, actually, we're going to be centering our kind of meditation and our focus really on that full moon in Scorpio. Nevertheless, I still wanted to announce it and say happy Taurus season and say that we will be focusing on it, but just not quite fully yet. So, as I said, we are kind of moving into a full moon in Scorpio, and Scorpio is that kind of intense water sign that is full of that passion, that mystery, and really when we look at it in this full moon, it's going to kind of be reminding us to look through a lens of transformation and at times even working through the scars of things that may have happened to us in the past. So the meditation that we're going to be doing for this week in this full moon is going to be kind of looking deeply in oneself and kind of seeing what might be slowly bubbling to the surface that we may need to address. And it could be through the realm of healing. It could be through the realm of, you know, just things that you need to kind of transform, maybe some stagnant energies that need to be turned into something new or released. And I kind of created also a tarot spread for this. And the tarot spread really is going to be focusing on that healing and transformation piece. So I'm keeping it simple with these three card spreads. If you would prefer something different, please let me know. Or if you're enjoying them, please let me know. I know that I started working on those worksheets, and for right now, I'm kind of just linking them through like Google Drive, and I'm just making it so it's accessible to anyone with the link, and the link is going to be posted in the show notes as it's available, as well as on my Instagram when I post a thing about the new episodes coming out. So check back there if you're interested in doing this, and it's going to be, yet again, a simple page that kind of will incorporate the three card spread. It's going to leave a little spot for the ritual work that I'm going to include in this episode. And then I'm going to put a journal prompt that kind of coincides with the meditation. So I really hope that you enjoy it. I hope that I can release it at the same time. I'm doing my best to get things on track so everything is kind of released at the same time. I think it's going to take me probably a few more weeks to really get that synced up perfectly, but it's in progress and I'm doing my best. But anyway, so what we're going to start with today first is going to be our ritual chat. Now, I had originally planned this kind of what I'm going to talk about for being in conjunction with Taurus energy, which it totally still could be. But because we have this wonderful full moon in Scorpio, I decided to switch things up and do something for that. So actually, my ritual kind of chat for you today is going to be about creating sigils and specifically creating a sigil for transformation, for release, or really where you are on your journey, specifically, you know, a healing journey, a kind of a healing transformation. Scorpio energy is great for healing. It's great for transformation. They are able to kind of dive deep. And when we dive deep, usually some things that we have been subconsciously holding onto, some past traumas or anything that, you know, was not fully settled will kind of bubble up. And no matter what, these types of things we often do have to address at some point in time. And I just thought that this would be a kind of, not cool, but like a great way to kind of subconsciously tap into that. This is going to be a chalk sigil ritual. And first, let's talk material. So this is a really easy ritual because all you really need is a piece of chalk. You can pick a color that coincides with healing or the type of healing that you're looking for. I would probably pick either, you know, blue or like a green or really anything that you think best coincides with your spell work here. And what you're going to do is you are going to first create like a goal or an affirmation, and you're going to write it out on a piece of paper. And then if you are unfamiliar with how to create a sigil, you can look it up. There's lots of different ways. Some people prefer to create like a pictorial image, which you totally could do. Some people will do it the way that I'm going to say. So you write it on a piece of paper, you cross out any vowels and any repeated letters. And with those remaining letters that you have, you create some sort of image. You can do it within a circle. You can do it by making a larger image. You can embed it in something. It really is up to you. I like to create a circle, and then I like to kind of build letters off each other to create its own design. The letters are not going to look like, you know, usual script. You're going to kind of manipulate the curves and the lines so it creates kind of a more esoteric design. And you are going to do this with the chalk, and you're going to write it ideally somewhere where the moon can shine on it, because we're going to allow the moon's energy to enhance the sigil. And then over time, as it rains, it's going to be washed away. And that's kind of the beautiful thing about this. And that's kind of the beautiful thing about healing. It kind of just happens over time. It transforms over time. So you start with something and it turns into something else. So that is why I thought this would be a great kind of ritual to do. And the other thing that I would recommend is I would leave a few extra pieces of chalk out in the moonlight so they can be charged with that beautiful energy. And then anytime you want to make a chalk sigil, you can do that. You can do chalk sigils for just about anything. It doesn't have to be for what I'm talking about today. Originally, I was going to do an abundant sigil for the Taurus season or prosperity sigil. You could do a sigil on your front doorstep to kind of, you know, only allow energies in that you want to allow in. But anyway, refocusing on what I'm talking about here, this sigil is a great way to subconsciously invite yourself, invite, you know, the universe, to help you bring in the energy of transformation or the energy of healing, to help you continue on your journey, whatever your journey is right now and where it's taking you right now. I hope you try this out. If you need any perhaps help with this or you're looking for some ideas, please by all means send me an email or a DM and I'll try and get back to you as quick as I can. Or even if you just want to show the work that you did, I would love to see it. Now let's move on into that tarot spread that I have created for this full moon here. The spread that I've created is kind of like a healing spread or like a transformation spread, mainly focused on that healing. You know, at all points in our life, for some way, some reason or another, we are going to be doing some healing and some kind of soul searching. So I thought this would be a good spread for us to try out. Especially this full moon season. And basically, the first card is going to be, what do the cards invite you to consider in this moment in relation to your healing journey. The next card is, how is the transformation energy of Scorpio manifesting in your life? And the third card is, what are you being invited to reflect on in order to heal? I had the opportunity to kind of try this spread out with a friend of mine, and it was really interesting to see how the cards actually were coinciding with her journey. Just to kind of talk a little bit about it, the first card that she drew was the Knight of Swords, and this is a card that represents kind of, well, the knight is always like that, like one who is rushing in, full of passion, not necessarily knowing what to do, but that impulsiveness. And it's the Knight of Swords, which usually reflects that whole intellectual piece. And it's kind of someone who is raring to go, looking to, you know, start something or take action. But also at the same time, this card is a little hasty. It's a little impulsive. So again, you're rushing in, but not necessarily knowing what are your next steps. And this is kind of true for her. So that was really interesting. The second card that she drew was the World. And I think that is kind of really fitting for her. She had gone through a lot this past year with being incredibly sick with COVID when everything first started. And I'm not going to go into detail, but I hope one day she does come on this podcast to share her story. And, you know, it's been officially a year, and it has been a long healing process. And, you know, I think the journey is still ongoing, but to make it through that first year afterwards, I think has been, you know, huge. The final card, which is, what am I being invited to reflect on in order to heal? For her was the Five of Cups, which I think is, you know, a pretty good thing to reflect on. And that's basically a card where there's five cups, three are spilled, and there are two left. But the person in the card is so focused on the three that are spilled, they don't realize they have two that are still full and upright. So it's kind of that whole thinking about, you know, yes, things have happened and it has not been great, but when you are ready, you can turn around and still enjoy the two, you know, cups that are, or the two things, or, you know, the other things in life that are still with you. So accepting loss, and once you can accept the loss and truly grieve it, there is still an opportunity to continue and to move forward, which I totally know that it's way easier said than done. But, you know, it was just something interesting to think about. I hope that you try this spread out for yourself and let me know what you think. I do think that this is a great spread to do before this meditation, because we're going to be mentally kind of diving deep and allowing and looking into what are some things that might be bubbling beneath the surface and coming up that we need to acknowledge and work on healing through. I don't want to say necessarily that this is like a trigger warning meditation, but I guess it is. If you are not ready, or, you know, at a point where you want to do shadow work, you may wish to perhaps skip this meditation or just listen to it but not actually do it, so you can get an idea for a later time. But you're going to be, you know, exploring yourself a little bit more deeply and asking yourself deep down, what are some things that, you know, I still need to acknowledge and work on healing? Even what are some scars that I have that I need to work on coming to terms with? And not saying and not dismissing them, but like giving them the acknowledgement they deserve so that you can move forward and heal. I am not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. So, you know, take everything that I am saying with a grain of salt. But I invite you to allow yourself to go a little deeper. And not all your experiences will need to be, you know, extreme or super heavily traumatic or whatever. It could just be little things that have kind of built up and that you shove down and you bottle up, and they just kind of may appear and say, I'm still here. We do need to work through this. And, you know, it's just kind of like a time to acknowledge the fact that there are some things that you may need to work on in terms of healing, or, you know, review as these are scars. These are kind of things that have happened and they're there, but they don't define you. It could also just be, what are some things that are kind of stagnant in your life right now that you need to revitalize or transform? We all have areas and projects and things that go on in our life that eventually, you know, the wind kind of falls out of the sail. And that's not a bad thing necessarily. It's not anyone's fault. Sometimes it just happens. But we can take that and we can transform it and kind of, you know, send a little energy to it so maybe it can get started again. Once these things kind of, you know, appear to us, we're going to be working on sending some energy to it to help kind of begin to relieve any like blockages or anything that is kind of stagnant. And yeah, with that, let's find a comfy spot, whether it's on your couch, in a chair, on the floor, in your bed, and let's get ready to dive a little deeper with today's meditation practice. Let's begin this meditation practice by finding a comfortable position, either sitting on the floor, in a chair, perhaps lying down if that's more comfortable for you. Finding a position that keeps you at your most comfortable while still being able to maintain a straight spine and be able to stay mentally alert. Begin to close your eyes or soften your gaze in order to signal to your mind and your body that it's time to move inwards. Begin by giving a gentle exhale now, emptying your lungs of the air that it has within it. And once your lungs have been emptied of the air, take a gentle inhale through your nose, filling your lungs. Hold that air for a moment, and then release that air through your mouth, exhaling all of the air out of your lungs. And now again with a gentle inhale through the nose. Hold. And exhale through the mouth. And one last time, inhale. Hold. And exhale. And now I want you to return to your normal breathing, allowing your belly to rise and fall with the breath. Taking a few breaths here comfortably. And now I want you to envision either roots or energy cords forming at the base of your spine and traveling down towards the floor. And as these roots or these cords travel down through your floor, through the foundation of your home, and into the earth, these cords or these roots continue to travel deeper and deeper into the earth until they eventually find a spot and they root themselves. And these roots or these cords spread themselves out within the earth, connecting you to the earth, filling you with its grounding and balancing energy, take a few breaths here to draw up this earth energy and allow it to balance and ground you. Now in your mind's eye, I want you to envision a sphere of energy beginning to form and encompass your entire body. This energy can be any color, as long as it gives you a sense of protection. Allow this energy to grow and swirl around you, forming a protective barrier that will be with you throughout this entire meditation practice. And now I invite you to repeat today's meditation intention. Today I meditate to find the areas in my life that are stagnant, blocked, or in need of healing, so that I may continue on my life's journey. In your mind's eye, I want you to envision either a large bowl or even a cauldron, if that's what you prefer. And inside this bowl or this cauldron is a dark, seemingly black liquid. This liquid is here to help you look deeply into your memories, into yourself, to help you find any areas or moments that are in need of healing and transformation. And now I invite you to gently place your hands on the sides of the bowl or the cauldron and say to yourself, I ask my higher self to show me that which needs healing or transformation. I ask my higher self to show me that which needs healing or transformation. And as you say that, underneath the liquid you notice almost like a swirling undercurrent, and slowly you begin to notice either images, symbols, or perhaps full memories beginning to bubble to the surface, showing you moments in your life or symbols pertaining to you that are in need of healing and transformation energy. Take a few moments to view these images or these symbols, gaining insight or understanding of these areas or these moments in your life that need healing or transformation energy. And if at any time the memory or the imagery is too uncomfortable, remember that these instances do not define you, and you may let these memories drift back into the cauldron or the bowl to be revisited at a later time. using your breath to help you stay anchored to this moment and this exercise. And now with your hands still on the sides of the cauldron or the bowl, ask your higher self to help you send the energy needed to heal, transform, and revitalize these memories, these areas in your life that have appeared on the surface of your bowl or your cauldron. And as you ask your higher self for assistance, you may notice that your hands begin to vibrate or hum with an energy. They may begin to glow, or you may intuitively know that energy is now flowing through your body and into the bowl or the cauldron, infusing itself into these memories with healing, with powerful transformative energy, and even energy that helps to revitalize and remove any blockages. Using your breath to channel this energy through your hands and into the bowl or the cauldron. And as the energy continues to fill the bowl or the cauldron, notice how the cauldron or the bowl begins to pulsate with energy. Removing any blockages and sending healing, transformative energy to where it is needed. And now gently remove your hands from the bowl or the cauldron. And as you do so, the bowl or the cauldron returns back to its original state. Take a moment of gratitude for yourself for doing this meditation practice, and thank your higher self for being present during this meditation for healing and transformation. And now, as I count back from three, bring yourself back to full awareness. Coming back in three, wiggling your fingers and toes, two, giving yourself a gentle stretch, one, and zero, opening your eyes and coming back to full awareness. I hope you enjoyed this meditation practice and this Meditation Magic podcast episode. As always, you can contact me through my Instagram, meditation.magic, and my email, meditationmagicpodcast@gmail.com. Please feel free to reach out with any of your questions, your comments, your feedback, or perhaps even meditations that you would like to hear. So with that, stay safe, stay well, and until next time.